listening to the Femme Codes podcast, a sacred space for your erotic embodiment and sensual empowerment. Here I share the codes for leading radical women into their highest expressions of self, into leading turned on, orgasmic lives. Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Femme Codes podcast. I am your host Samaya for today and, well, every other day, considering this is my podcast, you will most likely be hearing me hosting all of these episodes. So today is all about sacred cock. Sacred cock, holy cock. Cock, cock, cock. So get used to that word because it's going to be used a lot and it is fully the topic of today and one that I love so deeply. So why is cock sacred? Why have we lost and forgotten the beauty and the sacredness of conscious cock and a man's penetration to us? So I'm going to be referring in this episode mostly heterosexual relating. Of course, this doesn't always apply, but from my own experience, this is what I'll be referring to from and because of that. But this is inclusive. If that is not your orientation, then you can adjust and shift it to what best serves you and what best feels good to your body. So cock. And cock meaning lingam. Lingam in Tantra means wand of light. Wand of light. So just like your yoni or your pussy, if you are a female-bodied person, this is also sacred. So here's why I love cock. It's sacred, it's penetrative, it's healing. I feel so open to life and receptive when I am with a lover and I'm really being penetrated open to God, to Source. There's this delicious healing and reverence that comes through when I can open my body so deeply to receive my lover that I just feel so burst open to life itself. There's a high amount of sexual energy and chi in a man's cock or a person's lingam. This chi and this energy has the power to really open a woman up to her fullest heart, to her fullest surrender, and her fullest opening to not only herself but everything around her. It opens you deeper to the relationship, opens you deeper to intimacy, opens you deeper in vulnerability. Of course, this is the woman's body that is receiving this, and there are two energetics that are playing here. It's not just, you know, the man is using his cock to open. It is also your body is responding to that. It works as this like figure eight, like this infinity sign coming together, right? If you imagine that, they both feed and create this energy together. So when a woman is met with her lover's penetration, she's stimulated by love. She's stimulated by this polarized connection. A woman opens to receive a man through her yoni. She opens to receive a cock through her yoni. And this is a reflection of him feeling her with his energy, with his penetrative presence. In tantric teachings, the man's pole is referred to as the positive, as his cock. So his cock is the positive pole. And the woman's yoni is the negative pole. So the man penetrates, gives through his cock, and the woman receives through her pussy. This is the essence of polarized connection here, polarity. So when you truly open your body to receiving a lover, when a woman opens her body to receiving her lover through her pussy, this is that deep, fulfilling depth that she's getting penetrated with here. In Taoism, different points and positions actually correspond to assisting in the balancing of our overall wellness and energetic alignment. So yes, when I say cock is healing, it literally is healing. A lot of women can have resistance to pleasuring their lovers or truly handling their man's cock because of shame or shadow or sexual repression. And it's important not to shame here or not to think that this makes you any less than or it doesn't make you good enough. It's important to know that you're just human and to have compassion that these things weren't necessarily taught to us as a healing art or as a part of us that is normal and healthy and erotic and delicious. So this can also happen due to past relationships, hurt from the masculine itself. It can come up as this sort of shadow side saying like, I don't want to give him pleasure because maybe you don't feel safe to you because you feel like men have hurt you in the past. You know, why should you give him pleasure if you feel like there is a deep part of you that is hurt by men? So these are where the shadow comes through, and this is also where we can choose to liberate. There can be also repression from the past in our ancestral trauma, past traumas in the bloodline, right? A lot of our worth back in the day in like the villages are just like in general how we were in society. We couldn't do a lot. Women couldn't really do a lot without men. There was a lot of control through men or a separation of love from our society where women were often outcast. And this can come through in like patriarchal systems. So this can leak through and really shape the way that we respond to men in the bedroom, in sexuality, and how we use our sexuality with men. And it's important to take note of this and just notice if you do have any of these beliefs that could really stop you from really receiving your man and worshiping him in a way that serves him and brings him deep, deep love through your body, through your heart. If you have never felt truly held by a man deep in the system, if you've maybe experienced hurt and you've clinged onto this, the lack of trust that we can hold towards a masculine can really translate in the way that women give pleasure, in the way that someone gives their lover pleasure, because it acts as an underlying hurt, you know, a trauma there. So pleasure is amplified when your heart is awake. Pleasure is amplified when you can really tap in to the depth of your feminine heart and give through the space. Pleasure through the space. Suck and lick and moan and really feel your man through the space. When you desire to feel his yang essence through your own body, when you desire to feel him, not for necessarily yourself, but just as a way to create deeper intimacy and deeper connection. It's not like you're giving him this amazing head job and this amazing pleasure for your own benefit. It's more so you're giving this as a dripping wet devotion to love and intimacy, to union, to the connection. You're taking him in whole for a higher reason, for a higher cause. What's really beautiful about this, it's within the giving to not receive something that you actually feel so much pleasure and eros moving through you as a current. It's a paradox because in the giving to not receive, when you start to really get in tune with giving pleasure from a space of authenticity and a space of wanting to give to give as a sacred act of devotion, that is when the true prosperity comes out. That is when the true connection and love can overflow from this place because the energy is being reciprocated. It's being reciprocated through the connection that you have to your lover, to your man, and it is coming back tenfold. And what I've experienced with this when I'm giving love to a lover, when I am, you know, loving up on him in this way, there is so much pleasure moving through my body as I am worshiping him, as I am giving him this love, because it gives me just as much pleasure to feel this connection come to him. This is something that a woman will open to over time. If giving pleasure seems to be a more difficult thing, or giving an act of devotion like this seems to be a more sticky thing to embody, this is something that will build over time. So please, if it doesn't work straight away, just know that keep at it, keep in love, keep in the practice of pleasure as a devotional practice, and let this be something that opens you further and further over time, because it will. So this is where cock worship can really come in. Cock worship is a sacred tantric healing art. It is a way to really give love authentically, to feel his erect presence, to give your lover so much reverence and devotion and feel this between you as a offering to love itself. In cock worship, the male partner is often met with this deep reverence to how he is given pleasure. So you might speak loving words to him, telling him how much you love his cock, telling him how much you love him in your mouth, or how much you really appreciate and love him himself. You might speak and moan and really feel the pleasure as a devotional offering to him as you're pleasuring him, giving him a blowjob, feeling his cock in between your hands. You might feel like getting on your knees as an act of devotion, you know. So cock worship is this space that is set for the real true honoring of your lover. Most men have never actually felt this reverence and love to their cock, and I've seen this time over time when I have given this pleasure and gone into a space of cock worship. Afterwards, hearing that, you know, they've never really received this, that there was a different level of reverence that they've never felt before. And it can be so healing to men. It can be so healing to the way that they move through life, because often men have this, they can have this rejection to receiving. They can have this, you know, just like women, like the sense of not feeling worthy enough or not knowing quite sure how to receive because they're so used to giving and giving and giving. Or they were told that it wasn't okay to receive, that it wasn't okay to be soft and receptive, that it wasn't okay to be in pleasure. A lot of the techniques and the ways that I feel men have been, or male-bodied, have been conditioned to even just self-pleasure with themselves. It's very fast. It's very straight to the point. It's not slow. It's really rushed. There's no space for really dropping into the sensation of their body and what is happening in that present moment. So giving this is such a gift. It's important to approach a lingam worship, a massage, from a place of love and honor with this. The energy exchange shifts and it really changes the texture of the connection, and anyone can feel it, right? If you were to be in the bedroom with a lover who is really attentive to your body and really was listening, paying attention to your body, like worshiping every little caress, going through past your breast, going through your neck with so much intentional touch, kissing you with intention, you can feel that energy compared to if a lover was rushing through and being like, all right, let's get to the orgasm. Let's just like rub this little bit here and touch this little bit here, but doing it quite mindlessly without a connection to your body. Any woman can feel that, because it's in that moment where, of course, you're going to be like, hold on, what just happened? Did we just connect? I am confused. My body feels neglected. You know, of course, your body's going to be like, what the fuck just happened? Instead of fully actually sitting back to receive that. And with a male body or a man, there is no difference to this. To approach it with love and intention and slowness and not rush to a peak or a certain goal, this really changes the energy that the whole worship is created with. So the energy of that, plus maybe you might hold an energy instead of going into this. This is what I feel a lot for women, is that there's this sort of sense of like, I don't owe him anything. I don't want to be here. I don't want to give him pleasure. I don't want to get on my knees for him. Or maybe it's a, you know, I'm going to do this just to make him happy. This really comes from a space of, again, that resentment, that disconnect to love. That real separation to love here, the separation to Eros. So if you can really drop in and come from a place of true devotion, doing it from a space of, I'm doing this for you because you're a king, because I see the God in you, because I see you as source consciousness as well. Whew. That is devotional worship, my loves. That is devotional worship. So allow this to be a gift for your male partner or your lover with a cock. Let this kind of love be healing for him too, because it does allow men to release past sexual shame. When you go into a tantric massage or a cock worship, you can really get into the tissues and get to a point where sexual shame releases, traumas release, or you can really boost confidence with this and create this space of connection and this ritual space where you're both connecting to the source of Eros together. See, time after time, the toll when a woman is disconnected from her own body and her own pleasure, how this can affect, you know, how she brings pleasure and intimacy to the space with her partner. And I truly believe that as human beings, we have this equal devotion, this equal sense of responsibility of how we open up in the bedroom and create these beautiful spaces for each other. When you choose to take this path and you really choose to go all in with this kind of work and this kind of deepening of intimacy, you're saying to the universe that I am open for deeper intimacy. I am open for deeper love. You're saying to the universe that you're open for deep, ecstatic sex. So here's some tips for now, because I will do a cock worship podcast for you sacred bunnies soon. But just for now, I'm going to leave you with some tips on how to really love his cock. So number one, stay present. Stay present and open when pleasuring him. Really connect to him through your body and your heart and your hands, through your mouth, through your tongue. Let love literally flow through your tongue and through everything that you're pleasuring him with. Transfer this energy from your body to his. Transfer this energy from your hands to his cock. This is an important piece because without presence, we lose the connection. We lose the depth of the connection, right? Like I said before, you can really feel when a lover is not present with you as a feminine being or a woman. And this really transfers to men as well. They can feel it. Number two, use your voice and use your moans. So get really authentic with the way that you experience his cock in your mouth or when you're giving head. If you can feel this in your bones, like imagine the pleasure taking over your body. Imagine the pleasure from giving him pleasure. So you can express this through your voice, the throat chakra, let it open, let it really come through you. Men feed off of this. Men love this sort of energy coming from a woman's feminine pleasure because it's their arousal and turn on too. The way that the system's being built, the way that we experience pleasure as human beings, men tend to experience sexual stimuli as an enjoying and an arousal. So once they feel it, it continues to go on. Obviously, this can differentiate and it changes through man to man, but from experience and a devotional cock lover, men love a woman's open throat and voice. Number three, go slow and tune into his body. So this kind of intuitive sense of feeling your lover's body and where his energy is in the body will strengthen over time. It may take some time to build up, but as a woman and your intuition starts to strengthen, as this happens, you start to get this clearer vision of feeling not only sensations in your own body, but also how energy moves through another. You start to pick up on subtleties, you know, like when someone is closing or when someone isn't enjoying a certain stroke or when they're feeling not so on pleasure or when they're feeling shut down. The more that you strengthen your intuition and your feminine oracle, the more that you're able to really notice how this moves. And of course, as well as being intuitive with where the energy is at, you can always throw in a playful little communication to really get a straight answer if you're not too sure about how they're feeling in the moment. Not rushing helps to really relax him and know that there is no goal. There is a space to sink into for pleasure and there's no place else that you have to be in that moment. So this is important to dip into, and I guess this goes back to number one for staying present. Let there be no goal and let there be no rushing with time. So you can do this by, I always take a moment to just think, okay, there is no other place to be rather than right here in this moment right now. Time isn't important right now. It is just this present moment. So feeling this allows you to really drop into the space, taking some deep breaths and anchoring that into the body. Because if not, what can often happen is that it takes away the sacredness of the act. It takes away the depth because we always constantly feel like we want to be somewhere else. And if you are really desiring to know what the time is and to keep an eye on the time, say you've got somewhere to be in, I don't know, 2 hours or something like that. Yes, we do 2-hour lovemaking sessions in my world. Just FYI, that is how we play. Sometimes 3, sometimes 4, sometimes longer. This is exactly what happens when you drop into ecstatic sex and pleasure. So if you really desire to, you could set a timer and set a timer for maybe 15 minutes before so you can close up the ritual, 15, 20 minutes, 30, whatever you need for the amount to close up this ritual space. And then that way, you're not looking at the time, you know it's going to go off when it's time to start closing the container, and you don't have to always continuously be checking the phone or checking the watch. Instead, you sort of know when it's going to go off and you can settle into the play without having to worry about it. Okay, so back to it. Noticing if it feels right to slow down or speed up. Noticing whether the strokes you're doing or the way that you're sucking is a right stroke. You can really feel how they're experiencing pleasure if you just take a moment to slow down and notice. A lot of the times, you know, there'll be a good amount of noise or moaning or pleasure, and you can even encourage him to make noise if there isn't any and you think that he might be holding back. You can really just feel into the energy of the moment and notice what his body responds to. He might undulate, his body might create these movements in it, like a wave, like an undulating movement, right? You know, when you are sort of like going back and forth or your body is sort of having this little spasm. Notice when these things come with different strokes and different touches and different sucks, whatever you're doing to pleasure him in the moment. I'm going to leave you with those tips for worship, for loving his cock. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the importance of not letting a patriarchal society separate us more from the sacred masculine or from men in our world. I truly believe that the way forward is creating deeper intimacy and union with the masculine because it allows us to come into a state of love and non-separation. It allows us to come back home to spirit, to Hieros Gamos, to really in union in every possible way. Our system thrives off of separation. Our system thrives off of people being sexually disconnected and not in their bodies. So to take a stand for that and to say, actually, no, I'm going to reclaim, to take a stand for that and say that you are going to really take a different approach to giving pleasure, to embodying pleasure, to approaching sex and intimacy is a really bold move. And it is one that I fucking applaud you for. So let this be a reminder of how sacred and healing cock can be. I know that over time, if this feels a little bit unfamiliar or foreign to you, it will get much more connected and much more deeper and intimate over time. If it feels uncomfortable at first, it may be because it's a new energetic that you're moving into. It could be it's a new thing that you're trying, and that's okay. We're all human, but over time it will become more something that you can connect to. So thank you for joining me on this podcast episode. I love this topic. I think that cock is one of the most beautiful things in the world. I love it. I love giving pleasure. I love being able to experience this space with my lover, and I hope that you can too. So as always, hit the subscribe button. This will allow you to get new episodes as they come out, and there are a lot of juicy, delicious episodes coming out very soon. So whenever they drop, you'll get a notification or they will come up on your feed, which means more erotic, delicious content for you. And if you love this episode, leave a review on the iTunes website. This helps us reach more women and create a sexually liberated world.